Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. Bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Marie Dubuque is our guest. She's our etiquette expert in the Brain Trust. She's been a member for a long time, certified life coach, etiquette, and social interaction interventionist. And that's what she's doing here. And author of a number of books, youtube.com/mannersbymarie. Is that right?
That's right.
How about
you
that?
Don't need it, Jim. You do not need to go there. You are perfect. Can I just say? I'm trying to make your day. If your
I need you to.
I sabotaged you. I don't know what happened.
I'm going to make my folks here come back and listen to this. So okay, Marie, let's talk. You mentioned taking a gift to a Christmas party, and I said that more than likely I would have already done something. And if you notice, I think I probably said done something. Which doesn't mean that I gave them a gift. What do you talk to us about your thoughts on gift giving to customers?
I like what you probably send something to all your clients, and that's a really great idea. So either send something, do a mass mailing of gifts, not just cards, gifts,
yeah.
And or bring a gift to the holiday party. And I would stay away from alcohol,
yeah.
Because you don't know people. You don't know people if they drink or
right.
Don't drink. Candy's always a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Some really fine candy. And I'm not talking about the grocery store candy. You've got to get some of the nice small candy.
Right. Right.
Or one of those gift baskets are really great. And they don't have to cost a lot. You can buy bulk on Amazon, mm-hmm. or any of those. They've got great deals. You know those little nice gourmet gift baskets are not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They look hot, really, really classy.
You know, what we do here, Marie, and we started doing this years ago. I tell this story every year because I think it's important to tell. I went in my kitchen in my office a few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, and the thing was full of Harry and David those barrels, right? The Harry and David.
Oh,
barrels.
I love those. Yeah.
Yeah, we do too. But there was a lot of rotten fruit in our kitchen.
What?
Because
you didn't
we had all this fruit, but it wasn't all getting eaten, and there was all this candy that I didn't need really, and all this stuff. And so I went into the office and I said to the folks, I said, how much do we spend on this kind of stuff for our customers? And they added it up and it was four figures.
Wow.
Counting postage and shipping and we also sent Christmas cards, holiday cards, okay? And so
wow.
it was four figures, not low four figures. And I said, you know what? I don't think, and I said, has anyone ever thanked us for the fruit? And they said, no one's ever thanked us for the fruit.
What?
So I went into my office, Marie, and I sat down, and I wrote up a letter that we still use today after all these years. And basically it said, I've been thinking about you, and I believe if you're like me, you have all the fruit and candy you need, but there are people out there who have greater needs and less resources. And so this year, in honor of you, we're going to contribute the money we would ordinarily spend for fruit and nuts and candy and send it to these two or three charities.
Wow, what a great idea.
And
we put their
website of the charities in there to explain them a little bit. And you know what? We have gotten lots of thank yous for that letter.
Oh.
And we just mail the letter, and then we give the donation to the organization. And here's what else happens. The organization gets donations from people who get the letter and say, I've been looking for a place to donate. These people have already done my due diligence.
Wow. That's a great idea. And you could put it in your clients' names, too. That's
a great idea. You can do that if you want to. But what we do is we just send one donation, and we tell all the folks that we're involved that, you know, this is in honor of you. And rather than, you know, I don't think you need another pair or another box of candy, but these people can use the money.
Right. What a great idea. Because like you said, if you get so many, you can't eat all the fruit.
No.
And why not give it to somebody who can't? Wow, that's a great idea.
So we've been doing that for
five. Changed my whole stance.
We've been doing that for 5 or 6 years now, and it's amazing how much if you want to get mileage for with folks, that gets their attention. And I'm on a one man, maybe we are, my wife and I are on a two person crusade to get more people to do that. In fact, my family is maybe a little unhappy about this, but we don't give adults presents anymore. We find people who need things and give them something in there. And you know, I mean, what do I need, Marie?
That's a
idea. What do we really need?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and I thought what you just said about how you got thank yous from when you donated, but you didn't get the thank yous when you gave
never
them
got
gifts.
It, never got it. Nobody
they didn't
ever thanked
remember
me.
The gifts.
Nobody
right.
ever thanked me for the fruit.
Because I got so many baskets,
that's
probably.
Right. And
right,
now, and
yeah.
See, I'm a Scrooge, Marie, so this makes me feel like not so much of a Scrooge.
You know what? I'm going to do that, too. I love that idea.
Well, and also, you know, you don't have to wonder about what to buy. You don't have to worry about whether it's wine or whatever. Hey, Marie, what's on your YouTube this week?
Oh, I'm talking about holiday parties. And
all
I'm
right.
going to make a video about this.
But
your idea. What a great idea.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie, for being here. YouTube.com/mannersbymarie. Check it out. Marie Dubuque. And I feel so much better having talked to Marie, don't you?
Oh, you made my day.
Thanks, Marie. See you next time.
Bye-bye now.
Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Because this land's the place I love. And here I...
Okay, everyone. I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.